Masers and Lasers. In 1953, Professor Charles Townes of the University of California at Berkeley and his colleagues produced the first coherent radiation in the form of microwaves. It was christened the maser, for microwave amplification through stimulated emission of radiation. He and Russian physicists Nikolai Basov and Alexander Prokhorov would eventually win the Nobel Prize in 1964. Soon their results were extended to visible light, giving birth to the laser. A phaser, however, is a fictional device popularized in Star Trek. In a laser, you first begin with a special medium that will transmit the laser beam, such as a special gas, crystal, or diode. Then you pump energy into this medium from the outside, in the form of electricity, radio, light, or a chemical reaction. This sudden influx of energy pumps up the atoms of the medium, so the electrons absorb the energy and then jump into the outer electron shells. In this excited, pumped-up state, the medium is unstable. If one then sends in a light beam through the medium, the photons will hit each atom, causing it to suddenly decay down to a lower level, releasing more photons in the process. This, in turn, triggers even more electrons to release photons, eventually creating a cascade of collapsing atoms, with trillions upon trillions of photons suddenly released into the beam. The key is that for certain substances, when this avalanche of photons is occurring, all the photons are vibrating in unison. That is, they are coherent. Picture a line of dominoes. Dominoes in their lowest energy state lie flat on a table. Dominoes in a high-energy pumped-up state stand up vertically, similar to the pumped-up atoms in the medium. If you push one domino, you can trigger a sudden collapse of all this energy at once, just as in a laser beam. Only certain materials will lase. That is, it is only in special materials that when a photon hits a pumped-up atom, a photon will be emitted that is coherent with the original photon. As a result of this coherence, in this flood of photons, all the photons are vibrating in unison, creating a pencil-thin laser beam. Contrary to myth, the laser beam does not stay pencil-thin forever. A laser beam fired onto the moon, for example, will gradually expand until it creates a spot a few miles across. A simple gas laser consists of a tube of helium and neon gas. When electricity is sent through the tube, the atoms are energized. Then, if the energy is suddenly released all at once, a beam of coherent light is produced. The beam is amplified by using two mirrors, one placed at either end, so the beam bounces back and forth between them. One mirror is completely opaque, but the other allows a tiny amount of light to escape on each pass, producing a beam that shoots out one end. Today, lasers are found almost everywhere, from grocery store checkout stands to fiber optic cables carrying the internet, to laser printers and CD players to modern computers. They are also used in eye surgery, to remove tattoos, and even in cosmetic salons. Over $5.4 billion worth of lasers were sold worldwide in 2004.